Clinton and Capital.
Clinton and Capital. Hitting Capital.
All right, so welcome to the Ken and Capital podcast. We're your host. I'm Christian. This is Chris. It's Alexis, and we got Mike here. Today, we're going to be diving in a little bit into a topic that I like a lot, and it's called knowing your value. So we'll just open up the conversation a little bit, starting off. What do you guys think in the good, Mike?
Yeah, I just want to be comfortable.
Okay. I don't know if we need to pause or not, but
no, once it's good, I can take those off.
Okay, good, good, good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just want to open up the floor for a conversation on value when it comes to knowing your value in the marketplace. What does it look like? Because I feel like a lot of people expect a lot when they haven't built their value up. And I think value, like, you actually do have to build value when it comes to job seeking or business and things like that. So I know our first bullet point was understanding your strengths. That kind of goes into what we were talking about a little bit in the last video. I know they go a little bit hand in hand, but, I guess I'll start it off. I've got written here, cause it's been something I've been researching when it comes to value. It's at least when it comes to value, you have to know what stage you're working in. So I've got it written down here for, the different stages of value is implementation, unification, communication, and imagination. Depending on where you're working, you fall into one of these tiers. So for instance, implementation, if you're a cart pusher, if you're working at a cash register, if you're doing grunt work, you can't expect a job to pay, well, I'm working hard, I should make more. Not necessarily. Sometimes a position's worth what it's worth, and you're only bringing X amount of value to the company from completing this task. But if you're working in a stage of unification, like management, and you're now leading a large number of people, well, that's worth more. It's a larger spiritual value that you're working in, larger level of spiritual value that you're working in. You're now managing multiple people to get more done. So you're on it. Without your position, you can't get more done. But if you're just doing it on the implementation stage, you're just doing the one thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I think of value very simply.
Yeah.
What do you do to not get fired?
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
What are you doing to not get let go?
Yeah.
Because if you're of no value to somebody, then why you have a job?
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Right? That's how I think
That's
of it.
That's what value is.
I approach everything. If I don't bring a contribution
to somebody else,
that it brings a company up, sustainability, anybody can do. Right? What companies want in a business is for something to elevate.
Right.
Because sustainability is not good. That means what?
You're going to
be stagnant. You're not bringing any more money. So when inflation happens, guess what? Now your dollar amount, margins are cut.
Yeah.
So what do you do to elevate the company?
To contribute, yeah.
Right? That's how I look at value. That's simple. If I'm a cart pusher, what am I doing on top of the cart pushing that is making something more efficient, more proficient?
Yeah. Yeah. Some people think too that that's why I kind of brought those different stages up to kind of break it down.
Because
I hear a lot of people say, well, I should be paid more. And it's like, no, you shouldn't. You're not really, you're bringing value at this level and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not bringing any new ideas to the table. You're not bringing in any more business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not doing anything to, like you said, elevate the company.
Yeah, you're doing what you're supposed to do.
You're doing what you're supposed to do. Working hard. I don't care if you do it for 80 hours a freaking week.
Yeah.
You're still only worth what the job is worth.
People got to stop listening to other people.
Yeah.
Because that's where that kind of mindset comes from.
Yeah.
Is somebody told them. Perfect example. When somebody finds out somebody's making more money doing a different type of role, they immediately go, well, how come they make more money?
It's a
the actual explanation does not occur.
Yeah.
So they don't understand that. They think because that person is making money at a certain dollar amount, that's what they should be making.
Sure.
And a lot of people contribute it to how many years they've been working somewhere. That's old school.
Oh, like, here's a bad one too. A bad one is physical work versus computer work. I hear a lot of people complain about that. Well, he just works a desk. Why does he make so much? Well, he's operating at a higher level of value than you are. You're just scraping rocks. He's actually bringing innovation and ideas and helping to grow the company. Scraping rocks ain't helping nobody. I remember hearing a parable, and I'm probably going to butcher it. I always butcher quotes because I need to start writing them down. But it's like, if you dig a ditch in the woods for yourself, who is that helping? Nobody's helping you. It becomes valuable if somebody else asks you to do it and it's actually benefiting other people. So it's not valuable when it's just for you. I thought that was interesting because that's true. A lot of you're paid based upon your value. You can't pay yourself. I go out here and do a bunch of stuff in a day. Let's say you do a bunch of housework, not getting paid for it. You're doing it for you. But if you're hired by somebody to do the same task, you're now paid for it. You're delivering value for somebody else.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So value is a lot of times in direct proportion, not necessarily just with money, but what you're doing for other people. So you got to understand what level of value you're operating at.
Are you remember where you picked back up?
Yeah, well, yeah. I was okay. So I was about to pick up on the topic of communication, which is a higher level of value than unification, because you're public speaking. You might be an author. You might be in a higher level of leadership where you, again, communicating to the masses and stuff like that. And then imagination, where a lot of times that's business owners and people that have their thought leaders, and they're the ones creating the ideas that they then have people go and implement. But what do y'all think of this? What is y'all? I know Mike gave his definition a little bit of value and what it looks like. What do y'all feel like when it comes to in the workplace? How can you increase your value? What defines your value? Different things like that.
This is a very good topic of discussion because I've been working with people, with some people who report to me at work on this topic alone, because it's like, when it comes to performance evaluations and things like that, like we touched on it earlier, like people, you're doing what you're supposed to do at your job, mm-hmm. and you expect a raise.
Yep.
And it's like, but you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Right? So if you want to get that raise, that promotion, you got to be working at a higher level than what you're currently doing.
Absolutely.
Right? So let's just say, for instance, you want to be promoted to a senior level. Right now, you're just, you know, let's say a regular engineer, you want to be a senior engineer. At some point within this year, you have to be already working at a senior level before you even get the title. Position, in order for me to be like, oh, you're already working at a senior level. Yeah, of course you're going to get promoted to a senior, right? But I think a lot of that comes to, one, is knowing the expectations, right? So for me, from a leadership perspective, I got to set expectations for the people who report to me, like, hey, in order for you to get here, this is what you need to do. Right. But a lot of times, expectations aren't set. People don't understand the value that they need to bring to a company because they don't understand what is the company's overall objective. Yeah. What is the company's goal? If that's not shared with the people in the mm-hmm. front line, how are they supposed to know the value that they're supposed to bring to that company if they don't truly understand the vision of the company?
Right?
So from a leadership perspective, it's our responsibility to kind of share that with people so they can understand, like, oh, this is the mission of the company. What can I do to help them reach that mission or reach that goal? And then people can start setting their own individual goals and things like that.
Yeah.
And that kind of goes into knowing their value. That's when you have to do a self-assessment of yourself. Like, okay, now that I know the mission, the goal or whatnot, what I need to, expectations are set. Where am I at? Am I providing value? Yeah. Do I have the knowledge I need in order to go above and beyond in my current role?
Right.
So you kind of have to kind of self-assess yourself a little bit, rate yourself,
yeah.
and be like, okay, what do I need to improve on? What am I good at?
Yeah.
Then you kind of find out what your strengths are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm really good at this, but I'm weak here.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to spend more time getting my weak up to as a strength, because I'm already strong here. I'm good at that.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know. It's interesting because knowing what your value is and what you're bringing to a company is it all starts from the top, and it has to work its way down to the bottom so they can understand, like I said, what the company is expecting of them. Mm-hmm. And then from there, they can build upon that.
Absolutely.
That's pretty much how I look at it.
For sure.
We talked about this in another episode too, when you got people that are kind of looking at it through a lens of their own values.
I say that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You come across that a lot too. Like, people that are working really hard doing the same thing, but they're not necessarily doing the things that they need to be doing to get to the next level.
Oh, yeah. That's,
Or they don't communicate with the higher up.
That's another one. So that's another one. That's another thing. Like, closed mouths don't get fed.
Communicate your intentions. Yeah.
Communicate your intentions and what you're trying to get to, right? And you have to know how to express your value as well. So if you're thinking that you should be compensated for the hard work that you're doing, you have to be able to articulate that to the person who's responsible for giving you that promotion or that giving you that extra bag. Mm-hmm. So what I try to tell people is like, just take notes. Any major milestones or accomplishments you've accomplished, where do you think it's important or not to the company, jot that down, because when it comes time for review or if you want to have that conversation with your higher up, be like, hey, I did this. I did this. I did this. Because at a leadership level, we don't necessarily, we're not in the day-to-day like that. We don't know what everybody's doing of every minute of every day. Sure. That's why during one-on-ones and things like that, we rely on, you know, the individuals to tell us what they've been working on. Mm-hmm. That time is for you to let the manager know, hey, this is how I'm bringing value.
Yeah.
This is what I'm doing. And then for me, from a manager perspective, I look at that, oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. But with this, how about we actually adjust this a little bit and maybe you can do more of this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's where a manager comes in to kind of help guide you and coach you to get to that higher level. But if you don't come with those examples to us, the one-on-ones are going to be quick. Hey, you got anything for me today? I'm good. All right. Well,
you know, it's funny that you bring, like, it's really interesting hearing your perspective because mm-hmm. I've never been in the manager position to really understand. Like, I've had good managers.
Mm-hmm.
And so what my point is going to be is this. When you work for a company, know the company you're working for, which you were talking about, mm-hmm. right? If the company's not communicating with you,
mm-hmm.
probably a bad sign.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might actually know your worth and they give you no outlet to actually express or communicate that to them
mm-hmm.
or even have the availability to care about it.
Yeah.
And I think having a company that's like, here's our mission, everything you were talking about, and having that open forum where you can actually get in there and explain everything that you're doing and they give positive feedback, reinforcement, stuff like that, allows you to understand your value.
Mm-hmm.
My point is this. Make sure you're just aware of who you're working for.
Yes, yes.
Because yes. I've had quite a few jobs, and it was funny until you started talking about it. I was like, dang, he's right. I've had so many jobs where it's like, what do we do here?
They lack that structure.
Mm-hmm.
What are we trying to accomplish, right? Because there's also possibilities where the company might be mismanaging itself.
Yep.
And you'd be like, yo, we just laid off 300 people. Why? Well, they're not very good, right? They're not communicating everything to themselves or have a clear-cut mission or direction of how to get there, right? And so that's why if you start noticing your day-to-day is kind of wonky and all,
yeah,
guess where it's coming from?
Yeah.
Right? I think one of the things I noticed was I had a job where, I had so much white, we call it white space, and it's just basically downtime every day. And it was like, am I going to have a job here much longer? Because I don't really do nothing here. Not my fault. But there was just nothing to make me be productive.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, I can go out and find things. And then it was just like, if I try to make a suggestion to do something or build a project or something like that, oh, that's cool. But, you know, we're trying to do this. I'm like, yeah, but I ain't doing nothing with that. Like, we knocked that out like a week ago.
Yeah.
What's the next thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. You just have to be very mindful. Like, there's a lot on you, but there's a lot you have to also put on your company that mm-hmm. you work for. Like, you just don't think that it's just you.
That's a good point.
You have to make the company. I always talk to my friends about this. Yes, you work for the company. Guess who works for you? The company.
Yeah.
You don't realize that because they do not put you in a position to be aware of it. But when you sign a contract, it is a two-way contract. They just get to manipulate more of the contract.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But
yeah.
The moment that you realize that you're doing more than the company's doing for you, and it's a legit, honest review of that, that's when you go, okay, I'm not being valued here.
Yeah, it's a double evaluation. It's like once you get to the point where you've realized your value and it's not being matched in the company,
exactly.
It might be time to move on to something else for sure.
Yeah. Or not even move on. Like you said, it's the company's responsibility to their employees to let them, to help them realize what their value is, right? So in situations like that where you're like, it's time for me to move on, at that point you have to challenge, you definitely have to manage your manager.
Yeah.
Or just challenge your leader like, hey, I'm doing all this great stuff, but it seems like my value is not appreciated. The value I'm bringing is not appreciated because, one, you're not giving me feedback. Two, I'm not getting compensated for the good work that I'm doing. And at that point, it's up to the leader to kind of make a decision. and self-assess themselves, like, oh man, I ain't been doing a good job.
Yeah, like, go do what he said and watch the eyes on that manager get huge. Yep. Yeah. They will be in so shock because they're like, oh, I can't have this kind of problem.
Yeah, yeah, because that, that opens up another can of worms, because if you challenge your leader, then your leader is kind of putting on the chop, not on the chopping block, but they're going to be like, oh, shoot, I'm not doing my job like I'm supposed to do as a leader. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So now at that point, because at that point, if somebody's at that point, they're like, I'm wanting to leave, they're going to leave.
Oh, yeah, facts.
You know, unless you promote them right then and there, they leaving.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, don't take that promotion.
Yeah, don't take it.
Because if you've, you do not want to throw somebody a soft threat and then be hanging around that after the threat.
Right.
That is just an awkward situation. You do not want that kind of relationship with your boss after that. Yeah. Because he might be cool around you, and I'm not saying everybody do it, but he might have it in after you.
Yeah.
Because you can't do. A lot of people do that tactic in IT.
Yeah.
And I do not agree with that.
Yeah.
Do not go to them and be like, hey, I'm not getting my value. I can go somewhere else and get this money.
Yep.
Does it work? Yes.
Yeah.
Is it a good idea to do?
It's not.
I would not do it. Yeah. I would not.
No, nah, because now you have a target on you, not only from your manager, but from HR. Because from a manager perspective, you have to, any decision we make when it comes to personnel, we have to involve HR. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's somebody who's not happy, whether we want to promote somebody and they're doing all this great work, we have to let them know. So then what they'll do, it's not easy to promote anybody, I'm starting to find out.
No.
It's not easy to get rid of anybody either, I'm starting to find out. Yeah. So you have to have business justification in both areas, in both realms. Like, this is why you have to have it documented too. This is why I want to promote this person. Oh, what have they done? What are their accomplishments? Boom, 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 boom. Oh, okay, so how's that different from the next person who's trying to get this role or who's already in that role that they're trying to get to? Yeah. Are they, from the accomplishments you give me, are they actually providing value? Dude, it's a lot.
Bro, I'm getting gems right now. This is crazy.
Dude, I'm telling you. So, yeah, it's a lot. So, I mean, I realize that it's not just your manager who kind of holds the key to helping you reach that next level. We've got people we've got to report to, too, in order to make it. So what are you doing to, like I said, document all your accomplishments, because that's only going to help us be able to advocate for you to get that next position. Mm-hmm. The more examples and stories that you can provide to us, we can put that all on paper. Because when I don't know, every company might be different, but the company I work for, we have to fill out a form when we promote somebody.
Yeah.
And we have to list their accomplishments. How long were they in their current role? What role are they trying to get it to? How much are they getting paid now? How much are you wanting to pay? How much of a percentage increase is that? Do they have endorsements from people on their team? Do they have endorsements from other managers?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. It depends on the size of the company.
Yeah, it depends on the size.
Have those systems in place
it's
too.
A lot. So the more, the better that you can, the better, that's not proper English.
The more evidence you have
exactly.
to support
that's what I'm trying
it.
To say.
Because it's the same way with us. We do a performance review for merit increases, right? We have to document and have proof of everything we've done.
Yep.
So they make us keep a journal. And we write down on that date what we did, what we accomplished. And then at the end of the year, around like February, we do this performance review where we have to fill out all these different things, how we lived up to the core values of the company.
Yes, yes.
The corporate world is serious, right?
Yeah.
So and then it says, okay, well, if you had to rate yourself 1 through 5, what would you rate?
Yep.
Of course, I'm putting 5. You crazy.
Yep.
So then your manager goes behind, looks through the review, and has to comment on everything that you put.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll actually put if they agree or disagree, ways you can improve, things like that.
It's a
and
lot.
Then they have to give you a rating. And then guess who gets to look at that? HR.
Yep.
Then HR goes through it, does the same thing. The only problem is what people don't understand when they're trying to get raised and they go, hey, I want a raise. It don't work like that because every team is given a budget.
Yep. That's another thing we didn't touch on.
Every team is given a budget.
Yeah.
So if you go in there trying to suck up all the budget. You got one of the managers who's not thinking about that?
Yeah.
You just messed up the whole dynamic for everybody else, right? Not only that, there are slots.
Yes.
You can't just promote everybody on the team.
Mm-mm.
HR has, man, bro, it's a whole thing.
We can go down a deep hole with all this
right.
stuff.
Right. But the only reason why I'm going this far is so people can understand the context of when they're like, this is my value. Understand the barriers you're going to have to, you know, face.
Yeah.
When you're trying to get your value, your compensation.
Yeah.
Whatever else you want,
yeah.
because they might not be able to just do that for
right.
you.
Right. Because like, they're going to, you're going against, I don't know how many other people who are trying to do the same thing. And that's why you mentioned all the more evidence you can supply to your manager or whoever, the better. Right. So because we can provide that justification. They'll look at it like, oh, this person has been doing a lot. All right. Mm-hmm. We can give this guy, we can give this person this much money or this percentage increase or anything like that. But I think the whole exercise really too, documenting all your accomplishments, milestones and things like that, that'll help you understand the value that you're bringing to the company. I think that's an important exercise. I do it. Like even me being new in leadership, I'm trying to get in the habit of things that I've done for my team or implemented with my team. I jot it down because if I want to go for the next manager role or even a higher level, I got to be able to tell those stories because they're going to come to me like, okay, Chris, what have you done to provide value to your team and this and that? I need to be able to spit that stuff off like that. Sure. And I think writing things down, it makes you think like, oh, man, I did this. Oh man, I killed it on this. You just jot it down and you'll be better prepared when you're going for that next role. So,
Yeah. So would you say that when it comes to value, have you ever been in a position, any of y'all ever been in a position where you get to a certain point in your place of business where you're working and your value's not being appreciated? At what point do you decide, okay, I can't move up here? What's the deciding factor that you might need to move to a different company?
I think there's a lot that goes into that. Yeah. Like, that's why I say you have to know your company. You're going to know how much your company's bringing in. If they're a good communicating company, they're going to tell you the revenue. They're going to, we call them town halls at our company. Or they might be company communication meetings, things like that, where they go over the stats, mm-hmm. right? They tell you how they did the quarter of, right? It's once a quarter, they do this, right? If your company ain't bringing in money, like you already know, we've hit the wall, the ceiling, right? Yeah. Now, if you're at a company where you feel like y'all got the bread like that, but y'all trying to keep me at a certain level, and your value's not getting met, understand there are so many tools out there that lets you know for your position that you're in how much the average person makes,
right.
In a role like that, right? I think Glassdoor is one of them.
Yeah.
So. Look at that, be reasonable, because when you're trying to get more than that, the evidence, and not only the evidence, mm-hmm. but how you're going to actually excel the company further and contribute, mm-hmm. is going to be critical. Because like, why am I going to give you this money? What are you going to do differently that's going to make me, that's going to validate me giving you this money or this role?
Yeah.
If you're at the point where you have to leave, one, before you start making decisions, self-reflect, okay? Are you actually worth it to do it? Like, some people think they doing something like you were saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it ain't worth actually doing it. Like, you're doing the minimum, which you're supposed to. What? Just because you've been here 10 years means nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Like, one, if you think your company's going to be loyal to you, you're tripping.
Right.
You're tripping. Because that is not, this is a capitalist country. Yeah. They are not here for you. You are there for them. Okay, do not expect anything out of the company except for what is legally bound.
Yeah.
So that out the way, if you've assessed and believe that you are worth more because you've been giving more and they just refuse to give you something, then okay, fine. If you've had the conversations with all the right people and they still can't make that happen and you feel like you still need to leave, I would say this. Are you being mistreated? And is the work environment unpleasant? Sure. Because if you leave, and there's probably not a good chance of you coming back, you might go to a worse situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot to think in, like take in consideration before you go make a move like that.
Yeah.
I've done tons of moves.
Yeah.
The money might get better, but the situation might get worse.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've gone back on pay just to get into a better situation.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's what's going to progress you, right? That's what you have to consider and what's going to be the better outcome. That doesn't mean because everything's kosher, everybody's great to you, you should stay. It's just something to really think about. Like, if you got it, you're in a good situation like that, you're making good money, like, what is the actual need and push to go a step further? Yeah. If that's your passion and everything, and you've done everything you can in that role with that company, then sure. Just know the next company is going to come with its own challenges.
Yeah.
Yeah, what came to my mind when you were talking about that was understanding that different industries and different positions come with a limitation on what you can be paid for the level of value you bring in general. Because I know there's, when it comes to management, depending on what industry you're in, you might get paid pennies working as a manager at McDonald's or Taco Bell, but then you switch over into an industry like IT, or maybe you're at a car dealership or something
scale
like that.
Increases.
Yeah, the scale increases. So you also got to understand the limitations of what you're going to get out of that, you know, what you're able to receive from mm-hmm. that company. And you got to be realistic too. I've always looked at it like that. Like some people expect to be, you know, make millions of dollars from it. It's a company. There's still limitations to stuff. Yeah. Like if you want something without ceilings, even in sales, there's ceilings, to be honest, because you're limited on how many hours in a day you have, and there's still so many uncontrollable mm-hmm. things within your day to day. But if you want something truly without ceilings, look at entrepreneurship. Yep. That's your next step. There's always going to be limitations in working for somebody else's company based upon what they're able to pay you or just what the value of the position is. If you're I personally just don't like when people expect to get paid like managers. Like you said, for the time thing, like I've been here for X amount of years.
I got an example.
How are you making more than me?
Well, yeah.
I do more. I physically do more for the company than
right.
you.
Right. I'm going to give an example. I'm going to give an example of one of my downfalls. I used to be a security guard, and y'all probably remember when I used to, mm-hmm. I had horrible hours that I had to work. And I worked that security job for like 5 years. Yeah. And I think after the third year, I was like, hey, I want a raise, man. I look back and I go, yo, I was on something.
Yeah.
Because I literally did nothing.
Yeah.
I literally just watched things happen. Yeah. What more value could I provide doing that?
Right.
Like, all I was a presence that deterred people, hopefully. I guess it worked because I ain't never had an incident. But I wanted a raise.
Yeah.
Now, granted, there is one thing that people like to throw out there. And that is the cost of living adjustment raise. I'm going to be honest with you guys. Stop expecting that.
They don't have to give that either.
Stop expecting that. Because some people will get a raise and be like, this ain't enough to cost, you know, for the inflation increase. It ain't supposed to be. And that's not what they giving you the raise for. Like, you're getting this raise for a different reason.
Yeah.
So, like, to that point, that was my example of, like, what I thought I was of value because I was doing a good job. Because somebody just comes and tells me, hey, man, you're doing a good job, man. You know, you've been killing it lately. Yo, stop gassing me up.
Yeah.
Because I'm not killing it. I'm literally just here.
Yeah.
Literally just here. I'm not killing it, bro. So that's my example.
Yeah, I think to kind of answer your question to, like, when somebody gets to that point to where they're like, hey, my value's not being recognized by my company and things like that. You kind of have to look back. It goes back into like self-reflection, self-awareness. We've all kind of touched on it. Like what are you actually doing? Like, go, like, reflect back in the past year or so. Why haven't you gotten that raise that you expect to get? Have you said something to your leadership team? You can't expect your leader to recognize your hard work. Cause like I said, we're not in the day-to-day every day. Two, if you have mention something to your leader, what did they do to put you in the best possible situation, or have they presented opportunities for you to continue to excel?
Yeah.
Or are they just, or does it seem like it's just going in one ear, not the other?
Yeah.
That's another one. Three, what have you done? Does your company, this is important for your company, do they have programs or tools that you can utilize to help you progress your career? Yeah. Right? Let's say you want to get into management. Yeah. Is there a program that your company has that can kind of help you on that path, right?
They train you up
in that, right? But I think the most important thing out of all this is, have you communicated that with your leader, and what was their response?
Right.
Now, if you at a point to where you feel like you've told your leader over and over, hey, I've been doing all this good work, I want a raise, what do I have to do? And they just don't give you any additional feedback or provide opportunities or anything like that, then at that point, you have the right to be like, all right, I'm not being appreciated because I've told my leader over and over again and nothing. That happened to me before.
Yeah.
And that's when you should be at the point to where I got to look elsewhere, because I'm sharing that I want to progress in my career And I'm opening up that, I'm giving my manager that invitation, like, hey, help me. What do I need to do? Yeah. And if they're not giving me the feedback I want to help me progress in my career, then it's time to move forward.
Yeah, so the answer isn't just every time something's not going your way, just up and leave. Like, maybe go through that checklist first.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And just share it. Share with, yeah, right. And so, like, for instance, like, for me, like, I try to be proactive with my employees. And I'm like, hey, I notice you're doing all this good work. I want to get you to this.
Right.
And this is what I want. In order for you to help you get to this, there's this project that'll give you opportunities to give you visibility with other areas within the company. I want you to lead this project, see how you do, and then we're going to tag that onto your promotion form that we got to fill out. That'll help me justify you getting this promotion.
That's unique, and that might even be kind of unique to y'all's industry or just depending on the size of the company and stuff like that, because I feel like when it comes to other industries or other positions, depending on where you're at, you almost have to force entry into making yourself be seen.
It definitely,
you know what I mean? Yes. Nobody's looking to help you. They're looking to help themselves.
Yeah, every company.
A lot of people are looking to, well, how can I justify my position?
Yeah.
And, or just how can we grow the company? They're not necessarily looking to bring the next person up. So you have to make yourself seen. And then they start thinking like, dang, this dude, you know what I'm saying? If you make it undeniable almost, like this dude is bringing a crap ton of value and he's helped this, he's done this, he's built that, he's learned this, he's changed this whole structure around, and pretty much, like my boss has stole my phrase, rising tide raises all ships. When you're leveling up and your energy is felt by everybody else, and it actually raises everybody else, that's when the company starts seeing. That's how I got recognized in my company, because there was no system. there was no system to help. It's a smaller company, so we were all just focused on maximizing how much money we could bring to the table through sales and stuff like that. And being a small company, I don't have a super competitive side, but I do in some aspects. We had a dude there that came there, was kind of smack talking, saying he could outsell me, and I wouldn't have that. And it actually made me sell better. But he wasn't doing it like in a nasty way. Like he was competitive. He was just talking friendly smack, I guess you could talk. Mm-hmm. But it got me selling better. This was some years back. And since then, like, I've been on a trajectory to try to help everybody realize their potential and grow and teach them and, you know, I've created some monsters.
Yeah.
But sometimes it takes, I feel like if there's no program, not necessarily create a program, but you have to, like you said, take that initial step and let them know what you're trying to do, because they're probably not thinking about it. Like, that's unique. Like, hearing somebody say, I want to help you, blah, 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 you don't see that a lot. A lot of people are, and just we're all humans, a lot of people are selfish and we're looking at, or they just might be in a position like, I feel like I'm going to lose, like you said, I'm about to lose my job because, like, the company's kind of bad right now. Like, everybody's looking out for themselves. So you might be in a position where the company's not coasting and doing so well that everybody's looking to uplift each other.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to do something to stand out a little bit more.
That's a really good point. It really does all depend on the company because, like, that example I used about me being proactive, I know I can do that because the company's doing well.
Exactly.
So I know that I can reward this person.
Yeah.
But if I'm working for a company that's struggling and they telling us, like, we ain't got no money in the budget, so
yeah.
And I was going to say that because I think we should address the fact that we're talking in terms of, like, the IT world, right? But also understand that there are, with different types of jobs, you're going to get different levels of engagement.
Right.
So, for instance, right, I was working at AT&T. I was hired to be a premise technician, basically an installer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I was hired to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you think there's any other positions above that?
Right.
There's not like a premise technician 2 or 3 or 4.
Right.
You actually literally have to go learn a different skill to go get a higher paying job or something like that within the company.
Okay.
So you have to understand, like, what you're hired for and what's available.
That's a good point.
Because if your manager's not talking to you, they're not talking to you for a reason. They could be a bad manager, but they could just know we ain't got it.
Yeah.
That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, that's, I mean, I'm glad that you kind of set that expectation with our audience, because we are kind of just talking, well, you and I, from an IT perspective and different industry.
It varies.
You know, I'm working for a huge company right now, whereas before I started off in mom and pop shops where I experienced situations where, like, y'all only getting a 0.2 raise this year because we struggling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you want to get it promoted, you're going to have to wait. And now I'm in a situation where, oh, we just throwing money out to people, like, an opportunity. So, you know, but different industries are different. Like you said, if I worked for, like, back in the day, I worked for a chemical company. I was responsible for different things, but like filling up cartons of bleach or cleaning acid cans and things like that. That's it.
Yeah.
What am I going to get promoted to?
Yeah.
I have to learn a different skill. Like you said, like, hey, if I want to sit on that, if I want to be up there, sit on that line, filling up those cans of sulfuric acid, I got to do some training to be like, you know, I got to look out safety for one, the equipment I got to have on so I won't get severely burned and things like that. But the industry is different. Yeah. Each industry is different.
So it's almost like identify your goal, what you're trying to do. Find, is there a next step? Is there somewhere else to move up to? And then you have to identify, well, what are the steps to moving up to that thing?
Yeah.
And then, like you said, communicate with your manager. Is this possible? Like, it cannot be promoted by somebody else. Is somebody else going to be willing to promote me? There's just a list of checklists.
I was going to say, you just nailed it right there in how you get value. So if you have to go learn a new skill, if your job pays you to go learn that skill, you just created so much value, it's ridiculous. Because they had to spend money on you to learn the skill. You haven't even done anything. Companies that do that will not want to let you go because training money comes from a whole different budget. And the example I like to give is in the military, right? A drone pilot is probably one of the most valuable like individuals in the Air Force.
Yeah.
Like if we're just like a drone pilot, you know how much money it costs to go send somebody to be a drone pilot? Like the ones that go up there and shoot missiles down at people.
Oh yeah.
Millions of dollars. You think a regular Air Force member is going to be the same value as that dude? No, they spent millions of there. That man could go kill somebody. They're going to find some way to get their $1 million out of him. They're not going to just let him go like that.
Yeah.
So like also keep that in mind. If they're paying for you to get trained, they ain't going to want to let you go that easily.
They're making an investment at that point.
And they're saying, hey, I see value in you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go send you go do this skill because I know you can do it. Like, you have to have those comparables.
Yep. And it all boils down to communication. You got to talk to your manager. Mm-hmm. They're not going to know unless you tell them.
Yeah.
Now, you have good managers that are proactive, like I mentioned earlier, that notices the hard work. We're like, hey, man, I noticed you've been killing it over here. What you think about going over there and doing that? Yeah. But some managers don't know. They're just like, it looks like he's all right where he's at, so I'm just going to leave him alone.
Yeah.
You know, so it just all depends on your leadership team.
Absolutely, I agree. Well, to kind of wrap things up, we're going to go into the segment of just to kind of finish things off. What are you guys going to do this week, this coming week, to kind of improve and kind of move forward and the things that you're working on?
You know, I was thinking about this earlier when I gave my answer to the last episode. I think what I'm hearing, I'm always trying to collab with y'all whenever the opportunity comes up. I think I'm really just going to try more because when you were talking about how you're trying to get into like the social media and the content creation on YouTube, I was like, I just need to collab with you because I've already done it. I know exactly what it takes to get into that in the work, right? And you're trying to learn. It's like, well, I'll give you the tip. Maybe a different software, but I know the general foundation of how it works. So I'm really just wanting, I'm just trying to be available. And when you guys mention things, be like, hey, I'm here. If you want some assistance, just to collab, because I could let it just go dead silent, just let you figure it out. But then I'll just be bored over here. So I think that's what I'm just trying to focus on this week is just collabing with others and just being available like that.
Okay. Lexus.
Mine just went blank, bro. I don't even know.
getting sleep.
Shit. Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Focus on getting enough sleep.
Resetting completely. Yeah. Taking that time. It's very important.
Yeah. That's a good one. I know my last, from the last episode, it was just do it. Mm-hmm. Just Nike. Moving forward. I'm making decisions or just following up. If there's a decision that needs to be made, just having follow-up questions and things like that.
Yeah.
Man, what would I focus on this week? I kind of like Mike's answer about collabing. And things like that, because I think although we're doing this together, we're doing this podcast together, but I think it's important to collab with each other on other things. Like Mike, like you instance, like, oh, you're trying to, I never said Christian's trying to get more into the doing content and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I've got experience in that. Let me help you out with that. Mm-hmm. So maybe I need to start thinking outside the box and see how I can provide value to you all.
Yeah.
Right? Like I think us coming together as a to do this podcast is great, but what can we do outside of that to help propel each other? Sure. Like that. You know what I'm saying? So maybe I think that's something I got to start thinking about, not only just linking up just for this podcast, but what else do you need help in? Sure. How can I provide value to you? Like, so that makes something to focus on.
You just loop that back into full circle right there. Mm-hmm. Okay, I see what you did there.
Yeah, no, I like that. I think that can be a similar goal for all of us. That's part of my goal. I'll start trying to make that part of my goal as well. But I'm also trying to. Part of the content creation stuff is a lot of stuff I do with the channel too. Like I'm trying to bring some attention to what we got going on here, and try to expand our reach to. See where God takes it. You know what I mean? I feel like we're doing something big here. And like we talked a little bit the last episode, reaching out to people that were not physically, but maybe mindset wise were where we were 10 years ago. Maybe they're older. Maybe they're the same age. I feel like we can hopefully change a lot of mindsets in our community to and just make a difference in that way. But that pretty much wraps up the episode. As always, like, share, subscribe. And that's it. Kenan Capital out.